Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, April 5th, 2025.
IDF ground operation in Gaza. On April 4th, 2025, the Israel Defense Forces, or IDF, launched a ground operation in northern Gaza, specifically in the Shejaia neighborhood. This mission aims to increase security and confront Hamas, the militant group in control of the area. During the operation, Israeli troops reported killing Hamas fighters and removing military facilities. Since hostilities resumed on March 18th, the IDF has targeted over 600 locations, resulting in around 250 Hamas militants killed. This escalation raises serious worries about civilian safety and the potential for humanitarian emergencies. IDF spokesperson Effie Defrin highlighted the military's commitment to regional security. As the situation evolves, further developments are anticipated.
Australia's plans for Darwin Port. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced that Australian superannuation firms will seek to acquire Darwin Port from its current Chinese owner, Landbridge. This move comes amid rising concerns about foreign control of vital infrastructure and its impact on national security. The port, located in the Northern Territory, has been leased to Landbridge for 99 years since 2015, raising alarms due to its significance for military operations, where around 2,000 U.S. Marines conduct exercises each year. Albanese emphasized the importance of having the port in Australian hands during a recent radio interview. While discussions with potential buyers are ongoing, Landbridge has stated that the port is not for sale, reflecting broader worries about foreign investment in Australia. This decision underscores the government's commitment to protecting national interests and ensuring that critical assets remain under local control.
Zimbabwe's land reform and its global implications. Land reform in Zimbabwe is a critical issue that deserves global attention, seen as a quest for justice rather than a threat. Recently, the U.S. government cut aid to South Africa, claiming a non-existent threat to white farmers from land expropriation. This highlights broader concerns about land reform in southern Africa, especially in Zimbabwe, which has faced severe economic challenges due to sanctions after redistributing colonial-era farmland. In July 2020, Zimbabwe agreed to pay $3.5 billion to around 4,000 white settler landowners for property taken during these reforms, a sum much larger than its COVID-19 stimulus plan. The United Nations has warned of impending starvation in the country, while the deal aimed to persuade the U.S. to lift the Zimbabwe Democracy and Economic Recovery Act, which has limited Zimbabwe's access to international loans for over two decades. Despite the historical context of land ownership during British colonization, the narrative often portrays Zimbabwe's land reform as reckless, leading to economic collapse. The international response has been swift and punitive, trapping Zimbabwe in a cycle of economic isolation. Ironically, Zimbabwe, already struggling financially, must borrow billions to compensate former colonial beneficiaries, highlighting the absurdity of the U.S. refusal to support its debt restructuring. The fight for land justice in Zimbabwe and across the global south is not just a local issue, it's a global struggle that demands recognition and action.
Piyush Goyal's call for tech innovation in India. Piyush Goyal, India's commerce minister, recently inspired entrepreneurs at a startup event in New Delhi to focus on high-end technology development rather than just quick commerce, like food delivery services. He challenged the notion that India should be content with merely producing delivery personnel and specialty ice creams. Goyal's comments sparked lively discussions on social media, with entrepreneurs and venture capitalists highlighting the need for a more supportive environment for tech startups, emphasizing better infrastructure and job creation to drive innovation. In 2024, Indian startups raised an impressive $11.3 billion in venture capital, marking a 43% increase from the previous year and showcasing growing investor confidence. However, concerns remain about the long-term viability of quick commerce models. Goyal's remarks have ignited an ongoing debate about the future of India's tech landscape, underscoring the urgent need to nurture local technology champions.
Major contracts secured by SpaceX, ULA, and Blue Origin. SpaceX, United Launch Alliance, and Blue Origin have landed lucrative contracts totaling $13.5 billion from the U.S. Space Force to launch critical Pentagon satellites through 2029. SpaceX leads with 28 missions worth $5.9 billion, while ULA takes on 19 missions valued at $5.3 billion, and Blue Origin is set for 7 missions totaling $2.3 billion. This contract program is the most competitive in the U.S., solidifying these companies as key players in the aerospace industry. SpaceX, using its Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy rockets, is currently the leading launch provider, having conducted numerous military missions recently. ULA's new Vulcan rocket has been certified for security missions, with its first two launches last year. Contracts are part of the Phase 3 program's Lane 2 track, which includes the Pentagon's toughest missions. SpaceX is expected to dominate initial launches due to its high launch rate, significantly outpacing ULA and Blue Origin. ULA CEO Tory Bruno expressed satisfaction with their 40% share of the missions, while Elon Musk pointed out that ULA's 60% share may not be deliverable by its competitors. What does this mean for the future of space exploration?
Joseph Wu's visit to the U.S. Amid rising tensions with China, Joseph Wu, Taiwan's national security chief, recently traveled to the United States to meet with President Donald Trump's administration. This visit comes as tensions escalate following China's military drills around Taiwan, which included live-fire exercises in the East China Sea. The meeting, known as the Special Channel, aims to strengthen Taiwan's security in response to these threats. Taiwan's president, Lai Ching-te, elected in 2024, has faced harsh criticism from China, which labels him a separatist. Lai firmly asserts that only the people of Taiwan can decide their future. Despite lacking formal diplomatic ties, the United States remains Taiwan's strongest ally and main arms supplier. The backdrop of this situation dates back to 1949 when the Republic of China government retreated to Taiwan after losing a civil war to the Communist Party led by Mao Zedong. China's recent military actions have intensified these tensions, prompting the U.S. to condemn them and reaffirm its support for Taiwan. Wu's visit underscores the complex dynamics of U.S. Taiwan-China relations, where military, political, and economic factors are deeply intertwined.
U.S. job growth report for March 2025. The U.S. Labor Department revealed that employers added 228,000 jobs in March 2025, even as federal government positions dropped by 4,000. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.2%, following a loss of 11,000 federal jobs in February. Significant job gains were seen in healthcare, social assistance, transportation, warehousing, and retail, partly due to workers returning from strikes. Average pay for private sector workers rose by 9 cents, now at $36, reflecting a 3.8% increase over the past year. This report highlights the ongoing recovery of the U.S. economy from the COVID-19 pandemic, showcasing both progress and challenges in the labor market.
MedEnd's fact-checking program. Meta is shaking things up by ending its fact-checking program in the U.S. on April 10, 2025. Joel Kaplan, the global affairs chief, announced this change, stating that no new fact-checks will take place after that date. Instead, users will contribute through a new initiative called Community Notes on platforms like Facebook, Threads, and Instagram. CEO Mark Zuckerberg criticized the old program for being biased and damaging user trust, emphasizing a shift towards free speech. But what does this mean for the spread of misinformation? As Meta embraces this new direction, the implications for how we consume information are significant.
Elon Musk's lawsuit against OpenAI. Elon Musk has launched a bold lawsuit against OpenAI, the organization he co-founded, challenging its shift to a for-profit model. U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers will oversee the jury trial set for spring 2026. This lawsuit raises urgent ethical concerns about AI development and the responsibilities of tech companies. In March 2025, Musk and OpenAI agreed to expedite the trial process, emphasizing the high stakes involved. OpenAI recently turned down a staggering $97.4 billion takeover bid from a consortium led by Musk. Meanwhile, Musk's social media company, X, was valued at an impressive $33 billion after its acquisition by his AI startup, xAI. This legal battle highlights the ongoing conflict between profit motives and ethical standards in technology, raising critical questions about the future of artificial intelligence.
Market turmoil following new tariffs. On April 4, 2025, Wall Street experienced shocking turmoil as major stock indices, including the NASDAQ, S&P 500, and Dow, all dropped over 5%. The NASDAQ fell into bear market territory, declining more than 20% from its peak. This chaos followed China's announcement of new tariffs on all U.S. goods, a response to previous tariffs from the Trump administration, escalating the ongoing trade war. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell noted these tariffs were larger than expected, raising concerns about higher prices and slower growth. As investors sought safety, many shifted to low-risk assets like U.S. government bonds, while gold prices, recently around $1,900 per ounce, also fell. What does this mean for consumers and businesses? The effects of these tariffs could impact everyday life significantly.
Tragic missile strike in Kryvyi Rih. A devastating missile strike in Kryvyi Rih, Ukraine, has sadly taken the lives of at least 16 people, including 6 children. This attack, which occurred on April 4, 2025, hit a residential area and marks one of the deadliest incidents since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began in February 2022. Over 50 people were injured, with many requiring hospitalization, including a 3-month-old baby. Russia's defense ministry claimed the strike targeted a military meeting, describing it as an accurate attack on military leaders and Western instructors. However, Ukrainian officials and witnesses insist that civilians bore the brunt of the assault, with many bodies and injured individuals seen on the streets. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attack, stating that Russian promises often lead to violence. He called on Western nations to increase pressure on Russia to stop its hostile actions. This missile strike is part of a troubling pattern of violence that has resulted in thousands of civilian casualties since the conflict began.
Zelensky's call for foreign troops in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced that European military planners are set to work out the details for deploying foreign troops in Ukraine within a month. This move aims to strengthen security amid the ongoing conflict that intensified with Russia's invasion in February 2022. Speaking in Kyiv after meeting military leaders from the United Kingdom and France, Zelensky emphasized the pressing need for security guarantees from Ukraine's allies to prevent further invasions. The foreign troops would monitor Ukraine's land, sea, and air. Following a tragic Russian missile attack in Kryvyi Rih that resulted in 14 lives lost, the urgency for enhanced security measures has never been clearer. The international community is closely watching as discussions about military assistance and strategic partnerships continue.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.